Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is My Second Best Time Management Tip. For the last 29 years, I have been a student of time management and know that it has been one of the major keys to my success as an entrepreneur. I consistently look at how I can be more productive with my time. In fact, there is not a workday that goes by that I'm not focused on maximizing how my time is spent. Being productive with my time is part of my DNA and plays an important role in my everyday decisions. Today, I want to teach you a simple tip to be more productive, to achieve greater success, and to enjoy a better quality of life. Effective time management is essential to achieve your career goals. My top time management tip is to use a daily prioritized to-do list to plan your time. If you have not read my post or listened to my podcast titled My Top Time Management Tip, it is a must. In this lesson today, I will share with you my second best tip, which is to batch your task. Batching your task is not really difficult or complicated, but it does require a conscious effort. Basically, batching tasks entails the combination of responsibilities into one category and the performance of them at the same time. As an example, run all your errands at one time rather than scattering them throughout the day. Often it's the little tasks that add up and steal our time. For example, each time I have to pay bills, I open the mail, paperclip each bill with its return envelope, enter the information on the computer, print out the checks, sign the checks, get my backup thumb drive out of my fireproof safe, back up the system, put the thumb drive back in the safe, tear off the return part of each invoice and insert it along with the check into each envelope, lick the envelope, put a stamp on it, put it in the mailbox, and file the remaining paperwork. Sure, there are a lot of bills that can be paid online or through other automated methods, but in my world, I have a lot of checks to pay, and I have to do that manually. If I went through this process with every invoice I received, it would take me 10 times as long than my current process where I only pay bills one time a month on the 25th of the month. For 20 years, I paid bills twice a month, but by moving to once a month, I am increasing my productivity even more. In moving it to once a month, I contacted my credit card companies who changed my billing cycle so that they're all due at the same time. I did the same thing with my other vendors, and so now everybody knows I pay on the 25th of the month, and if they want to be paid that month, they need to get me their invoice by the 25th. Let me share with you a few other examples of things I do. Returning emails. I return emails 3 times a day. I may scan them between projects in case something is requiring my immediate attention, but I try to remain disciplined to only return them 3 times a day. When I'm working on an important project or running behind on my responsibilities, I'll only then return them 2 times a day. Here's something else I do in opening my mail. I put all my mail in a stack or box, and I only open it once a month when I pay bills. When I go through my mail, I throw away all magazines, junk mail, and anything without a first-class stamp. Then on the day that I've designated for this task, I open up the mail that remains. Here's what I do with social media. I have learned that social media can be time-consuming if you're not careful. Like everything I do, I had to establish my rules of engagement for this task. I review and respond to comments on Twitter and the Little Things Matter Facebook fan page once a day and make 3 posts a day that appear on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I realize if I invested more time in using social media to promote my blog, obviously I'd have more subscribers, but like everything, we have to divide up our time and determine how we want to use it, and this is how I've elected to use my time. And obviously, I'm hoping that my content stands on its own, and that for those of you as podcast listeners, as other people who read my post, I'm hoping that my word will spread virally by just people sharing with their friends how these posts are helping them. Here's something else I do to batch my task, which is my daily blog post. I block out every morning from 8 o'clock to 11:30 to write my daily blog post. This is the time of day when I am at my best, so I use it to write my post. When I was in the sales industry, I used it to prospect for new business. Throughout my career, I have tried to protect my mornings to do my highest valued work. Identify your most productive time of the day and using it doing your most important task. Here's what I do with returning calls. I try to return all my calls when I'm in the car if at all possible, because other than listening to self-development CDs, it is the best use of my time in the car. When scheduling return calls, if it's not when I'm in the car, I try to schedule all my calls in the afternoon back to back with each other rather than scattering them throughout my afternoon. Scheduling them back to back also gives me a reason to conclude a call when the time that I've allocated for it is finished. I have learned that when people know that I blocked out 15 minutes for a call that should only take 15 minutes, everybody gets right to the point. Obviously, you could use the same strategy for your meetings. An added benefit to batching tasks is the reduction of errors as you will be more focused and systematic in what you're doing. When undertaking tasks I don't enjoy, by batching them, it allows me to get on a roll and just knock them all out at one time. These are just a few examples of how I batch tasks throughout the day to increase my productivity. Please share with me some of the examples of how you batch your tasks below this post on littlethingsmatter.com. We can all learn from each other. If you don't currently batch your tasks, begin by making a list of everything you do and determine how you can do a better job at batching your everyday responsibilities. If you are already batching your tasks, what improvements can you make to even be more productive, just like I went from paying bills twice a month to once a month? What are the things you can do to increase your productivity? Remember, learning to batch your tasks is one of the most important time management lessons